I say grease, but I don't. I say greasy. Bacon grease.
But your hands would be
greasy. Yeah. All right. Now, what was the next question?
We were talking about those lamps. You said they burn. You said they burn oil on the lamps.
Yeah.
But what about a lamp like
kerosene lamp? Is that what you mean?
If you, what about though? If you just if you like took a can or a bottle or something and you put some kerosene in there, you know, and put a rag down the top just to make so you can see your way somewhere. What would you call that?
Oh gosh. I never did that. A wick lamp. I think I can't.
Well, you know, if you were having a party out here in the backyard and you didn't have and you wanted, you know, to light it with fire.
I would use hurricane lamps for that.
What about if you would you ever have something if you stick them at the ground?
That's a hurricane lamp.
Oh, and with the
that's what we call now. This is a thing that's a metal frame that holds a candle, and it has a glass chimney that slides down over it. It's you know, not a heavy duty thing at all, and then there's a rod on it that sticks down into the ground. But we call those hurricane lamps here.
Well, what about something like that with no glass chimney? Just
I don't know what that would be. A flare, I guess.
And what about the toothpaste? What does it come in?
Tube.
And if you have a boat and you want to put it in the water, you say you're going to take the boat and
launch it.
What kind of boat? Small? Do they have any small boats around here? Not motorboats, just
yeah. Oh, rowboats.
What kind of rowboats? What is a rowboat? Does that have a round bottom or a flat bottom?
Flat bottom.
What kind of front does it have?
A pointed front and a squared off back.
And if you were going like to the next town, and I said, you know, will you be home this afternoon? You say no. I what?
I'm going to Madisonville.
And if somebody came in the room and said,
I might say I'm going to be out of town. Is that it? Is that what you're saying? Okay.
But if somebody brought it, like you said, I'm going to Madisonville. But if somebody brought some cake in here, you know, and said I brought cake for everybody, and there were 20 people in it, cut it up and gave everybody a piece except you, you'd say, well now,
what about me?
Or am I?
I got cheated. I don't know what you want.
Say, am I going to get something? Anything like that? Would you ever say that?
How about me?
But would you say, am I going to get some?
I'd probably say something else, but I might say that.
How would you say it?
Where's mine? Is that okay?
And when your daughters were learning to dress themselves, did you ever, like, you know, get the clothes and take them in there and say,
get dressed.
And here,
dress yourself.
Here. Would you say, here are your clothes, or here's your clothes, or what? Just to hand them to them.
I might say, here are your clothes, put these on, or something like that.
And
I'm not getting it. What you want, I know. I just.
If you go down the store and you want to make a dress, and you want it to match something else you already have, and you aren't sure that cloth matches, you'd say, why don't you give me a.
Not a sample. Might be a sample.
And if you see, you know, you might bring this cloth home.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I'll bring it home in one.
And you say, well, this is pretty cloth, but the kind I had before was even
prettier.
And if you, what might you make to wear over your dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
And what kind of roof did the barns have out there?
Tin.
And a dime is?
10 cents.
And what does a man wear? Like, what does your husband wear to work?
A suit, usually.
And he doesn't wear an old suit. He wears a.
Well, he wears a leisure suit most of the time now, but that, you mean, he doesn't wear work clothes.